Today, I'm going to show you how we were able to go from here.
Your computer has been locked up.
What? To here. This actually happened just days ago in India, all because of YouTubers. Of course, it's fun to play around with these scammers and waste their time, but at some point, you need to send a message that you can't drain our grandparents' bank accounts and expect to get away with it. Now, I first came across this particular group of scammers through one of their little pop-up alerts. They look like this.
The computer lock is aimed to stop illegal activity. Please call our support immediately.
If you haven't experienced one of these before, you likely will. You can't see your cursor, this robot voice won't shut up, and it says resetting your computer will just make things worse.
Please do not attempt to shut down or restart your computer. Doing that may lead to data loss and identity theft.
But nothing's wrong with your computer. All you did was click on the wrong link or open the wrong attachment. They're just using some JavaScript magic to make the most annoying ad you've ever seen. And I could get the same thing to appear on your computer if I wanted to. I could buy fake domains that look legit, or I could run ads to get you to click, or I can just email you and make you think you're opening up something important. And if I hide my creepy URL underneath, I can get this to take over your entire screen. Now, if this does show up on your computer, don't freak out. I'll tell you how to deal with it. All you need is your index finger. Just take it and press and hold the escape key, and voila! You can now close the stupid window and go about your day. But many people don't know how to do this, and they decide to call this number where they're connected to technical support.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Yes, I have some kind of error on my computer. It's all locked up and it says that I need to call you.
Now, this is where they get you to download some remote control software so that they can take over your computer. But after calling them myself, I decided to use my elite cybersecurity skills to reverse the remote control connection and take over his machine. I'm just kidding, I know nothing about hacking. I just sit on a couch and I tell stories. So I actually called up Dan Gleeballs, my mate from across the pond, to do this for me.
I was able to basically access the location and geolocate them, pinpoint exactly which street they were on, down to, I think it was like 15 meters from their exact router. We got the exact location.
And that location was a little apartment building in the city of Hyderabad, where a small handful of agents were working. And with access to this scammer's computer, we were able to see exactly what he was up to.
So this person is based in Parkchester, and it looks like they're going across the bridge there to the Athena Bitcoin. Oh, Chase Bank. Okay, so the victim's gone from their house, and I'm guessing that's where Chase Bank is. And then they'll be going to put the money into the Bitcoin machine.
Now, you may be asking yourself how a security pop-up on your computer screen ends up leading you to your bank and then to a Bitcoin machine on the other side of town. So, let's break this scam down. The victim calls up and says that they have an alert on their computer. The first scammer who picks up, known as the opener, then takes remote access of the computer. And now that they're in control, they make you think that you've been hacked or that your IP address is associated with the purchase of child porn. But they're just copying and pasting some BS from their own machine and putting it in your command prompt. They even have the victims log into their bank so that they can grab their banking information to make their threats appear more legitimate. But then the victim gets passed over from the opener to the closer, also known as the banker, because they try to impersonate your bank. Now, this closer is typically a more seasoned scammer, and he's going to convince you that your account has been compromised and that you need to stick all your money in a more secure place, like a Bitcoin machine.
Yes, you need to end this. They're scamming you out of your money.
Sir, this is absolutely legitimate.
The money that is in your account, if you will keep the money in form of cash, it will look like a money laundering, okay? Because the money now involved in a suspicious activity and in illegal pornography subscription, okay?
One of the ways that these scammers are so manipulative is because of all the information they're able to collect about their victims. And it's shockingly easy to find online. All they gotta do is plug in your name and phone number into a people search site. Your information is probably out there too, and if this makes you uneasy, it should. Thankfully, there's something that you can do about it. I personally use Incogni to maximize my online privacy,
which is the sponsor of today's video.
Incogni automatically reaches out to data brokers, the companies that collect, sell, and trade your information, and it tells them to delete it. That means your personal details will disappear from public databases, Google results, and all those sketchy background sites. You could try doing this yourself, but it would literally take you years. And I've seen the list of places Incogni contacts for me, and it's honestly shocking. There are companies that I've never heard of that somehow had my information, and Incogni got them to remove it. It only takes a few minutes to set up, and once you do, Incogni keeps working quietly in the background so you don't have to. And now, with our custom removal feature, you can even submit specific sites or data points you want taken down, so you're in total control of what gets removed. Just go to incogni.com/pleasantgreen and check out their different plans, and when you use my promo code PleasantGreen, you'll get 60% off. Do it for the peace of mind, and don't let scammers or spammers take advantage of your personal data. So here I am watching an elderly man named Mike get scammed. The People Search site shows that he's 80 years old, so this scammer's gotta be feeling pretty good about his chances of making some money today. But this is where I intervene.
Hello?
Hello.
Is Michael?
Yes, it is.
Michael, have you been on the phone with some people claiming to be Microsoft or something?
Yes.
I need you to do me a big favor and to not talk to them again, because those are scammers and they're trying to take all of your money.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, this locked up my computer, so I wasn't able to do anything with the computer.
If you just turn your computer off, it'll kill the connection, and they won't be able to do anything.
But they've already got a lot. They've been running the scan.
Well, we want to stop them, whatever they're doing right now. So if you can turn off your computer, that will keep them from doing anything more.
He was supposedly connecting me to the bank, and I am.
No.
Give them the phone number of my bank.
They want you to believe that you're talking to your bank. Have you given them your bank details?
Yes.
If I were you, I would call your bank, not the number that they gave you, but the number on the back of your credit card and say, I think that someone might be trying to access my account. I've been on the phone with some scammers, and I need to possibly lock down my account or make sure that nobody else can access it. They might need to change a password or a PIN number for you, but it's probably the safe thing to do.
Now, he says that this scammer's name is Vincent, and with Mike on the other line with me, he starts trying to get his attention.
I think that he's trying to send you a text message right now.
Yeah, it looks like so.
Did he just say hello, Mike? I think that he still has access to your PC. Did you say you turned it off? Oh, hello?
Mike, what happened, sir? We got
Mike,
disconnected while I
are you there?
Connected. What happened?
I told you not to pick up the phone.
But eventually Mike does the right thing and he turns off his computer, which kills the connection. Which means Mike is not going to the Bitcoin machine today. And then to scare off VJ, I call him directly.
Thank you for calling support. Hello?
Hi. Who am I talking with right now?
This is Vincent from support team, Microsoft.
Okay, Vincent. You were helping my father, Mike, with some computer issues. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, who do you work for? Can you tell me what's going on?
But things soon started to slow down for this little call center. There weren't as many calls coming in, and VJ just resorted to watching YouTube videos. But as I read his WhatsApp messages, I could see him talking to a guy named Alex, where he makes it sound like they don't have a banker on board. He says, this week again, we have to transfer customer outside our center. And that has us all wondering, what does he mean by other center? And that's where things got very interesting, because now Dan can see that this little apartment is part of a much larger operation.
I saw how many people were on their calling software, and it just blew my mind. I've not seen one that busy in such a long period of time. They had all sorts going on within the calling software. This was no way near a small operation.
So while these scammers are operating in Hyderabad, they're basically just a satellite office to a much larger facility in Punjab, where there's over 30 employees running this scam. They appear to be working out of the Taj Villas Resort and Hotel, which looks like a very nice place. But it has me wondering if the owners really know what's going on with their tenants. With that many agents, they had to be stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars weekly. So Dan and I decided to reach out to someone on the ground in India who might have some idea of how to bring these guys to justice. A guy named Sven.
Sven's been doing a heck of a lot for many years behind the scenes. He's got such a skill set, and because he has direct contact with the right people, it just seemed fitting to give him a message, and luckily he jumped on board. He did not hesitate. He was like, I'm in, straight away.
The reason I got into scam baiting is because I didn't know that scams are actually this big in India, like very organized. I thought maybe me being an Indian, maybe people will start watching me because someone from their own country is trying to fight these scammers. Eventually, it struck me that this is not enough. something big has to be done. This needs to shut down, because exposing them, these guys are shameless, honestly. You expose them on YouTube, they come back again, they do the same thing again and again.
But in order for the police to take action on this call center, they needed more than just Sven's word. They needed proof. And since Vijay's computer in Hyderabad is part of the same network as the scammers in Punjab, he was able to spread the connection, allowing us to monitor the activity of the scammers in the Taj Villa. So this was incredibly exciting, because now we could see the operation in its entirety. And it also meant that I had more computers that I could monitor and more victims that I could save.
It's fine. There's nothing wrong with your computer.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I just saved you a couple $10,000.
Yeah, he's calling me back.
Oh, I bet he is. So just block that number and don't pick it up again.
But there's a risk every time that you save a victim. Sometimes the victims open their mouths and they tell the scammers that someone's tipped them off. And the more you do it, the more suspicious the scammers get. And what we couldn't afford is losing our access if they found out and reformatted their machines.
At this point, I would drop all the victim saves. One, because of what Sven's about to say, and that you have to be really careful that it's not going to nuke it. And then the other thing is that's how you'll actually watch someone get scammed. Maybe like even explain that in your video, like you have to do this, but don't worry, like later you're going to contact them again. Just you need their statement, essentially.
We need proof that they're scamming.
Yeah, exactly. So you can just get a video of someone legitimately getting scammed, record all day today until they get raided, if they do get raided.
Now, let me tell you, this was a hard ask for me. I'm not one to just sit back when I see a scammer trying to log into an elderly person's bank account. But if I stopped it from happening, there'd be no crime committed, and no action could be taken by the police. So I just hit record, and I looked away.
Shut up, ultra-viewer, let me see something.
Okay, I've got a pop-up window, it says virus.
I almost felt like I was playing the No Russian mission on Call of Duty, letting terrible things happen in order to get closer to the enemy.
With scam baiting and looking forward and trying to plan things out for the future, stepping back and having to let things happen is one of the biggest things that you'll ever have to learn. And even in the years I've been doing it, I'm still learning.
I'm going to tell you from where this money are going out. That is, I'm asking you to log in and check it.
I'm sorry, 35,000?
But the sacrifice that we did for the greater good made a huge, huge difference.
When I reached the police, they asked me for the screen recordings and the location, the IP address, and what is the estimated amount of people that I can actually, like, you know, how many people were working in the call center and stuff. And after that, they watched like all the recordings. They came down to a point where they were like, yeah, we are ready to raid. And then they went for the reconnaissance. Once they actually done the reconnaissance, they found out that it's way bigger than I actually told them. Like, you know, I said there were only 10 people, but there were like 38 people. The police actually do consider the evidence that I provide, and then they are interested in taking action. They only lack resources.
Then on September 18th, the police informed Sven that they were going to take action. But I don't think any of us expected it would really happen until it did.
What do you think happens in Hyderabad after this raid goes down?
They'll probably reset and they move.
Reset.
They might not move, but they might actually stop working for a while, since we already have the. Oh, it's a raid.
Do you hear? Listen.
You can hear them. You can hear them shouting.
You can't hear it super well, but police are telling everybody in the room to step away from their machines and walk outside.
I guess.
They're yelling? What are they yelling?
They are actually asking them to sit in a corner, as far as I can hear, very barely.
And again, the audio isn't super clear, but luckily the media was aware and followed police to the action.
Oh my fucking God, I can't believe this is happening right now.
Are they
getting
videos, man?
And can you hear them getting raided? Can you hear it?
They might actually get a press conference, though, for sure. This is crazy, bro. Bro, they didn't even tell me before they hacked, like, going in there. This is
On the night of September 18th, we received an intelligence report that a large-scale cyber fraud racket was operating in Tajvia of Fagwara area, which was making innocent people victims of cyber fraud. Their way of working was that they used to generate fake links on people's phones, laptops, and computers, on clicking which they were scared that their computers were infected or a virus had come here. Taking immediate action, 38 people were rounded up.
Like, it really felt like, you know, so I had some kind of superpower that the scammers don't, that I can punch them on face while sitting in my home.
For the guys that are arrested, yeah, it was me. I'm glad that I did it, and I would do it again 100%. To steal from someone is disgusting. For those scammers that are continuing to do this sort of thing, target elderly especially, and really sort of destroy people's lives, just remember that your God judges everything that you do, and you are the reason why they cry at night.
The whole reason that this raid was even covered by the media is because most Indians reject this kind of behavior. They want these crimes exposed and stopped just as much as anyone else. The journalists, police, and everyday people who helped bring these scammers to justice are proof that most people in India are honest, hardworking, and trying to build something better. The scammers might make headlines, but they don't represent the nation. The ones fighting back do.
I mean, the whole point is, like, we Indians are very, like, you know, sensitive about our image internationally. And I was one of them till I realized this scamming was a big problem. It really hurts me when someone actually online calls me a tech support scammer just because I have an Indian accent. And that is what I think it is racist. But yeah, things have been improving. There are people who actually do understand what India is and what we are about. Not every Indian is a scammer. We don't want this shit in our country as well. We don't want these scammers in our country as well. Criminal is a criminal. Doesn't matter where he comes from.
This is a story about what can happen when people speak up and take action. So whether you know of a scam operation or you just happen to see a stressed out senior citizen in a gas station, you can be the hero and you can make life better for somebody. To learn more about how this operation went down, I encourage you to check out Sven's channel, which I've linked to in the description. And special thanks to Dan Gleevals and Nanobater for their excellent work. And I'll catch you in the next video.